This Roto Report is brought to you by Absolute Zero Web Designs. If you're looking for a trusted partner to build you an awesome website like the one that he built me, then you call Jay Goodman right now at 330-721-4600 or check him out online at absolute0.net. All right, so I've been looking at everything online pertaining to the Alex Mack contract, which is reportedly worth 5 years, $42 million. That's $8.4 million per year, which would make Mack the highest paid center in the NFL, and $18 million are guaranteed for the first 2 years. That's the most important thing about this contract. As we've learned in the NFL, the guaranteed dollars are most important. So the Jaguars have put together this contract. Reportedly, Mack will sign it tomorrow, and then the Cleveland Browns have 5 days to match the contract or let Alex Mack walk and get nothing for him. I can't see the Browns doing that. They were willing to pay him $10 million this year, the 1 year. They transition tagged him, and the number they were going to have to pay him is $10 million. So add on another $8 million, and you control him for 2 more years. Now, the other wording in this contract, reportedly from everything I've read online, is that Mack can opt out after the 2015 season if he doesn't like the direction the team is going and become a free agent. They can't tag him in any way, shape, or form, transition, or franchise. He can leave after the 2015 season. Or he can pick up the player option for 2016, which guarantees him $8 million more. So if you're Alex Mack and you're looking at this contract and you're thinking, all right, I want it for at least the next 3 years, you could pocket $26 million for doing so. So Alex Mack, this contract benefits him in a number of different ways, and the Jaguars, I don't think they front-loaded this thing enough to scare the Browns away. If I'm the Browns, I don't even wait 5 days. I match the offer, and I've got Alex Mack under my control for at least the next 2 years, hopefully longer than that, and for me, that makes sense for the Browns because of a number of reasons. I mentioned earlier, they were going to sign him for 1 year at $10 million. That would have given you $20 million under the cap still to spend this year. Well, that average comes down to $8 million this year, I'm guessing, based on what we've read online. So that gives you a couple of extra million to spend this year under the cap. And you have that money under the cap. It's not like you were cap strapped or you were up against it. And this would really hurt your chances of signing other players, not only this year, but in the future. You have the cap space. You've created this room to allow you flexibility for something like this. This is a two-time Pro Bowl player. I put more stock in centers. I look back at what the Pittsburgh Steelers have gone through the last couple of years when Marquise Pouncey's gone down with an injury, and it's affected that offense dramatically in a negative way. So to me, Alex Mack is very important. He helps you with Brian Hoyer this year. They worked together last year, center quarterback exchange, reading the defenses, and he helps you with the young quarterback that you're going to draft this year, whether it's in the first round, second, third, fourth, whenever. It gives you a veteran center to work with that rookie quarterback to try and make him better, help him grow as the years go by. So for me, I keep Mack if I'm the Cleveland Browns. I match this offer sheet. I know what I have to pay him for the first 2 years guaranteed, maybe for that third year guaranteed. After that, who knows? So if you could keep Alex Mack for 3 years at $26 million, I say you do it if you're the Cleveland Browns. You don't think twice about it. And that way you've got your center locked up, who's a Pro Bowler. You've got your left tackle locked up. And then you put in the other pieces, parts at the two guard positions and the right tackle. And you don't have to worry about your offensive line for at least the next 2 to 3 years. So if I'm the Cleveland Browns and the contract that we're hearing about is accurate, I don't think twice about it. I don't worry about it. I sign him, and I've got Alex Mack taken care of for the next couple of maybe 3 years, and that's all good for the Cleveland Browns. This Roto Report was brought to you by the innovative minds in web designs at AbsoluteZero.net. Need a website built? Then you call my guy, Jay Goodman, right now at 330-721-4600 and tell him the Roadman sent you. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.